When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Andrew Holsinger joins us now. Hey, Andrew, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for giving us a couple minutes of your time. I'm glad you could be with us today.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Extension educator of horticulture at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign, on spring gardening. So let's just dive into this, and we'll do more of this in the near future. My lawn, should I be putting fertilizer on it right now?
Well, you can add some light fertilizer. Usually a typical time is May for adding fertilizer to the lawn, for a light fertilization. Oftentimes we add pre-emergent for crabgrass with some of the lawn fertilizers that we apply in the early spring to control crabgrass, and that is the time that we should be looking at pre-emergent herbicide control here is in April, so that's something you could consider.
Pre-emergent herbicide, what does that mean?
So the crabgrass has a germination time frame whenever the soil temperatures get to that. So once it's germinated, it's going to continue to grow. But if you can apply the pre-emergent product to the lawn before the seed germinates, then you can prevent that seed from continuing on and turning into the crabgrass plant that you want to avoid.
That you just hate. So is a pre-emergent, this product, is that a fertilizer? Is that a separate thing? Is it already in the fertilizer? What am I doing?
Sometimes they're incorporated in fertilizers and sometimes commonly called a weed and feed product. But you can get them also separately.
And do you like those? Is there a brand that you like? I'm thinking of Scotts and Ortho and all those names you see at the hardware stores. Is one as good as another as far as you're concerned?
They're pretty, applicable. It's not one that we have any preference over.
Now that it's 60 degrees, I know it's going to be in the 20s for a couple of nights this week, but we've got 60s on our horizon. Is there any danger in me putting down these products on my lawn now?
Well, it's not the danger of the freezing or cold temperatures that are coming in. It's that you want to have it before the temperatures warm up. So applying it within a window, they are often short-lived. So you don't want to apply too early and you don't want to apply too late. So now is pretty well the time frame, probably up until April 15th would be a good time frame to get your pre-emergent herbicides on.
And that would include that first course of fertilizer. You like putting that down too?
You can typically, dividing the fertilizer over the course of the season can be beneficial. For cool season grasses, typically the most benefit is in the fall, but you can apply fertilizer throughout the year. Some, remember that by Mother's Day, Labor Day, Halloween, some of those, holidays to remember when to apply lawn fertilizer. But typically over the summer, you'll also have to add some irrigation and be cautious of, your fertilizer rates and make sure that you're applying it appropriately.
Yeah, I get that. One year I wasn't paying real close attention one year, but I thought, I got this. I don't need to pay that close attention. And then it looked like script in my front yard where I had applied the fertilizer, and then the places I missed, it was these perfect paths. It looked like I was scribbling in our front yard. Actually, you know what? My yard was fine, and I had some left over in my fertilizer spreader. So I thought, well, I'll just go ahead and throw some on my neighbor's yard and do him a favor. But then he had this scribble mark of green and brown on his lawn, and I thought it was hilarious. I don't know how he felt about that. So what about the shrubs and bushes? I have kind of brown, dead tips on the bushes in front of our building. Should I cut those off now or wait? What's my plan there?
You can check to see if the foliage is indeed dead, and if it is, you can remove that. Any time is really a good time for removing dead tissue from the shrubs or trees. It helps to prevent disease and insect problems in the future. This is a good time for pruning most of your trees and shrubs. It's the closing point of pruning oak trees because of the We don't prune oaks during the growing season because of the incidence of oak wilt. But some of the trees that are pruned during this time frame, maples, elms, birches, beeches, hornbeams, they can have what's a condition of called bleeding, where the sap can run down the trunk of the tree after the branch is pruned. Mm-hmm. And that can be avoided if you delay the pruning until after the foliage has fully emerged. But it doesn't really cause great harm to the tree. But I would say a thing that could be a tip for the homeowner or listener is to make sure that you're making your pruning cuts correctly and to maintain the branch collar according to the species. The branch collar is the portion around the base of the limb that's going to be able to create the callus that's going to help to close the wound, and so that's why we look to the springtime for pruning, is because it tends to be quicker and those wounds close up more readily during the springtime.
Well, is there an angle like I'm supposed to cut or leave an inch or two on the remaining branch that I've pruned away? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so you should, typically it's about a 45-degree angle mm-hmm. that you're going to be pruning, and you do that so you maintain that branch collar that's real close to the base of the trunk, but there is, you don't want a flush cut where it's going to be just flush up against the trunk.
I get your point. Is that same true for then shrubs and bushes as well?
Yeah, that is the same consideration for shrubs. Shrubs, you also want to consider the flowering time. So if you have a spring flowering shrub, you want to wait till after it blooms so you don't remove the flower show that's going to be prevalent, and you don't remove any buds that are going to be produced for the next year at the wrong time.
You know what I want to do, Andrew, is get out there with a rake and dig up all of the like dead grass and leaves and things from my yard and pull all of that up, rake it all off. But I understand that's also kind of a protective layer for the soil and the grass during the winter time. I'm probably okay, though, if I'm looking for something to do this weekend, to do that, right?
Yeah, there is, some benefits of having leaf material, especially around your perennials. But on the flip side of that, some of those leaf materials and perennials that were left over could be the habitat for some pollinating insects that made it through the winter. And so if you do choose to leave that, you may be helping the ecosystem for pollinators and some of their habitat with the ground nesting bees and those sort of insects. But, we are going to need to start looking at cleaning up the debris in the landscape to make way for the new and to prevent, any diseases that may carry over into the next season.
Hey, Joyce, you had a question. You're on WGN Radio. I think you're not the only one with this question. Joyce, what's on your mind?
I want to know what I can do, if anything, about brown urine spots from my puppy. Yeah. He's been going out there all winter long, and my yard looks kind of polka dot.
Well, that is kind of the similar situation with the fertilizer that was over-applied. The urine does have some nitrogen in that, and so irrigating that to help to dilute that would possibly be a consideration for the future.
That is, in the warm months when the dog pees, get your bucket of water out and saturate that spot. But that's small consolation during the winter.
I tried that last year. I'd hose it down immediately for like 2 or 3 minutes. Didn't help at all.
Yeah, that's kind of that happened to us too, by the way. I recommend that you have your dog pee everywhere and at least have it one uniform color, but that's probably not very helpful. Andrew, is there a product or is there something we can put on our lawns to keep that from happening?
You know, I'm not sure if there's a product out there for that. Maybe training the dog to go in a designated area might be a consideration to help.
How about that, Joyce? Yeah, have him pee in the same spot.
With the current brown spots, do I remove that? Do I put seed over it?
That's a good question. Yeah, can you grow grass there?
How do I get it green again?
I think maybe she needs new soil there, Andrew. What's your thought about that?
Well, I mean, a new soil would be a consideration for lawns. Adding a quarter inch to a half inch of compost can help to develop a better root system.
So, Go ahead.
There are some products also that you might consider for repelling, you know, the mate to make it more of an uninviting area to put commercially available products to.
Oh, that's a
to
good
make
idea.
A repellent.
Right, keep the dog from going there because of something you've put on there. Ask about that. Also, a couple of people want to know if I want to overseed, how do I strategize a weed and feed? Right. Because if you got something that's going to kill crabgrass, but you want to plant grass seeds in there, in what order do you do them, or can you do them both at the same time?
Well, you need to consider a window of period, probably at least 2 weeks from the time that the herbicide was applied to your seeding. So you are right that you're going to need to look at the window of when you're going to be seeding to when that last herbicide product was applied.
So obviously do the weed killer stuff, the pre-emergent thing you were talking about now, and then wait a couple mm-hmm. of weeks, and then you can do your fertilizer or at least your grass seed, right? Your grass seed.
That's correct.
It's good to know. Okay, Andrew, that's a good start. We'll do more of these in the coming weeks. Andrew Holsinger, Extension Educator of Horticulture at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Thanks for your help today, Andrew.
Hey, no problem.